I'm thinking at the time was this is such a modern era. How come you are so superstitious?
我想从我的例子，大家可以看到啊，当时环境啊对所有人。
So you can see how the environment has an impact on all of us at the time.
那基督教会的那些啊忠心持守信仰啊弟兄姊妹。
Well, the brothers and sisters in the church, and the church in China,
他们单一为了逃出许愿那些神的儿女，都接二连三的受到了迫害。
Whoever was faithful to the Lord to the end have all been persecuted.
大概在1950年代的初
，at the beginning of the 1950s,
由中政府的宗教事务局在后面推动
，the religious bureau of the state has promoted this propaganda.
在中国就成立了中国基督教三自爱国委员会
，an organization was formed which is called the Three Soul Patriotic Movement.
这样就把教会放在了政治的控制。
And by which means the church was placed under this political organization.
然后呢，就开始对那些愿意持守真理、不参加三次聚会的弟兄姊妹们进行了开始的迫害。
And it's through this mechanism that the persecution to those brothers and sisters who are not willing to be part of the threshold church.
所以当时那些弟兄姊妹们受了非常大的压力。
So a lot of brothers and sisters have been facing very severe persecution and pressure.
因为当时来说，监狱、审判、劳改，好像影子一样一直随着他们。
So it almost like the imprisonment, judged, and labor reform is always following them as a shadow.
因为你不知道什么时候，这个影子可能就变成现实。
You never know when this shadow will become reality.
那么，加三次聚会的弟兄姊妹们进行了开始的迫害。
And it's through this mechanism that this persecution to those brothers and sisters who did, are not willing to be part of the Three Self Church.
所以当时那些弟兄姊妹们受了非常大的压力。
So a lot of brothers and sisters were facing very severe persecution or pressure.
因为当时来说，监狱、审判、劳改，好像影子一样一直随着他们。
So it almost like the imprisonment, judged and to labor reform is always following them in, as a shadow.
因为你不知道什么时候，这个影子可能就变成了现实。
You never know when this shadow will become reality.
那么，当时感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
当时有一班弟兄姊妹，他们还是在主面前能够持守。
That there were a group of brothers and sisters who were faithful to the Lord.
他们靠着主彼此勉励。
They by the Lord they were encouraging one another.
那神也在当时也用了很多的诗，不少的诗歌来成为他们的帮助和激励。
And the Lord used many hymns that were produced at the time to become the encouragement.
刚才我们唱的这首诗歌，就是其中的一首。
The hymn we just sang, was one of them.
特别是副歌那边说，这是十架道路，你愿否走这个？
Especially in the chorus, is this is the way of the cross. Are you willing to walk on this?
你曾否背十架为你主。
Have you carried the cross and followed the Lord?
你这奉献一切给神的人。
You who have surrendered all to the Lord.
对神你是不是全真？
Are you true? Are you all true to the Lord?
这个副歌也一直在敲打弟兄姊妹的心。
And as if the chorus is knocking on the heart or doors of our hearts.
坚固他们的信心。
To strengthen their faith.
确实弟兄描写在那个时候确实神也兴起了很大一班的青年人。
And truly is at that time that God has raised up a group of young people.
他们愿意为主摆上自己的生命。
They're willing to lay down their lives for the Lord. They're willing to carry their cross and follow the Lord.
这个王国贤弟兄他大概在1955年的时候就跟其他有很多的同工一起被逮捕。
So Brother Kuo Hing Won was arrested along with the other co-workers in 1955.
就被监禁了差不多有一年多。
He was restricted freedom for about more than a year.
一直到1957年的年初才被释放出来。
And not until beginning of 1957 that he was released from the prison.
我想在座有很多从中国来的弟兄姊妹，你们应该比我知道的清楚，有很那当时环境中有不少弟兄姊妹因着信仰的缘故被监禁。
Many of you are more familiar than myself about this history that many brothers were put in prison because of their faith at the time.
以前在我们中间的生物性老弟兄
our late brother Timothy TW's son
他坐牢坐牢二十多年。
He was in the prison for more than 20 years.
那我们后来才知道实际上当时不仅是在中国。
We know that it's not only in China that persecution existed.
实际上在那些共产党掌权的国家。
In fact, in all the countries that was controlled by the communists.
所有的基督徒都受到了不同程度的迫害。
All Christians have more or less received persecutions.
所以我想我们也知道最近可能在中国那些家庭聚会的弟兄姊妹又开始了受到了一个新的迫害。
And we've heard that recently there's another round of persecutions on the house churches in China.
所以从它的本质来看就不稀奇。
So we're not surprised by that according to the nature of the communist regime.
世上有不少的信徒。
In fact, many believers,
在不同的地方
in many places,
都会受到不同的迫害。
They are going through various kind of persecutions.
在有的国家可能你信主面临的就是死亡。
In some countries, to believe in the Lord means death.
但是我们知道我们的神是那个又真又活的神。
But we know that our God, He is true and living God.
所以不论在任何的环境下都有越来越多的人来归向主。
And therefore, in whatever circumstances, there are more and more people who are turning to the Lord.
我想我们今天能够在这里，我们感谢主的恩典。
I think we should thank God for His grace that we can gather here freely.
因为我们在这个相对是很自由的国家。
In this relative freedom in this country.
可以我们可以住学校，可以在这里自由的敬拜。
We can rent a hall in the school and we can worship freely.
那么也没有像中国这样来自于政府政治方面的迫害。
And there's no persecutions that came from the political power.
那我们虽然在这边很自由，那我们是不是就是不会有任何迫害呢？
But even though we are in a country with religious freedom, but does it mean that we will not receive any persecutions?
记得我以前有跟大家分享过。
I remember I have shared with brothers and sisters in the past.
当我刚来澳洲的时候。
But when I first arrived in Australia,
在中央火车站
in a central station,
在繁忙的时候
in the business of the business district, when I was busy working, peak hours, yeah.
经常会看到一个中年人
I always saw this middle-aged man,
穿着西装
he dressed in the suit,
带个领带
He was well dressed with a tie and a suit.
他的一前一后都挂了一个纸牌。
And he had a sandwich board at the front and the back.
这个纸牌是就是我们平时那个用完了纸板箱他剪下来的。
Those cardboard made out of cardboard.
他用绳子前后挂起来，前面一块，后面一块。
Yeah, tied the cardboard with two strings, like a sandwich board.
上面写着耶稣爱你。
And he wrote on the board, Jesus loves you.
每次当火车过来停站的时候
，Every time when the train passes through the train station，
他就很忙碌
，He was busy，
啊，因为他是这样跑
，Because
沿着车厢这样来跑
，He was running in parallel to the train to the train carriages，
啊，目的是希望每个人能看到
，In order that as many people as possible could see the writing on the boards，
啊，他前面挂一块，后面挂一块，因为你们知道这火车站台是两边都会有火车。
He had a board at his front and one at his back because there's people on the train and people on the platform can both see it.
这个大概是快三十年之前的事情。
This is about more than 30, about near 30 years ago.
那我又我想我们前些日子我们在 Auburn, 到 Auburn 聚会之前我们在 Lincoln 聚会。
So before we came to Auburn, we were gathering in Lincoln.
我们以前在雷根聚会的时候每年都有一次音乐的福音特会。
When we were in Lincoln, every year we have a musical gospel outreach.
记得我们那时候很多年轻人在这个特会之前我们都会去街上去发邀请单张。
I remember many young people were going out to give out gospel tracts, before the musical outreach.
记得我们当时要去欧本火车站。
I remember we went to Auburn Station.
大家知道欧本火车站这个出口的地方那是最好对吧有很多人出来。那我们可以就是派那些单张给那些 朋友们。
The best position was at the entrance to the station where there's most people passing through, so we can give out the gospel tracts.
但是还没有派的时候站台的工作人员就跟我们讲说你们不可以在这里。
But before we even started, the staff in the train station said you cannot give out gospel tracts in this place.
结果我们只能跑到街的两头哈，就出来了以后分两头走了，我们在那两头派单张。
So instead we went out and took position on the two ends of the street after people came out from the station.
我想我举这两个例子，我想大家可以大概看到澳洲的变化。
So you can see there's the changes that is happening in Australia.
我不知道如果现在那个中年的弟兄到站台上是不是还不会被允许。
So I'm not sure these days if that middle-aged man will still be allowed to wear his sandwich board in the middle of the central station.
那如果弟兄姊妹们如果你留意最近澳洲主流社会的媒体
If you have been paying attention to the mainstream media in Australia,
那你就会知道
Yeah, you will notice this.
前不久
Then not long ago,
有一个澳洲的橄榄球运动员
There was a football player.
他名字叫以色列法朗
His name is Israel Falon.
他是一个基督徒
He's a Christian.
他在他的 Instagram,
On his Instagram,
就是一个专门分享在线图片和视频的社交平台
a social media platform to share photos instantly.
可能跟我们平时用的微信有点相似，但是有点不同。
A little bit similar to WeChat, but a bit different.
就是你可以放很多信息，那你也可以很多的粉丝。
You can put messages, post, and then you can have many fans, followers.
因为他是一个很好的一个运动员，所以呢，我相信他也蛮多的跟随者。
He is a good football player and has many followers.
那么有一次他在这个上面贴了一个图片。
So once he posted an image.
这个图片上面写。警告。
On the image there is a warning message.
那下面的内容他引用了哥林多前书六章九到十节的内容。
And he quoted from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10.
他上面写哈，醉酒的
，drunks，
同性恋的
，homosexuals。
奸淫的
，adulterers，
说谎的
，liars，
淫乱的
，fornicators，
偷窃的
，thieves，
无神的
，atheists，
拜偶像的
，idolaters，
等待你们的是地狱。
All of you, what waits for you is hell.
悔改。
Repent.
啊，只有耶稣是拯救。
On Jesus is the only one who saves.
啊，后来他也补充说，那些生活在最终的将下地狱。
Then he made a comment saying those who live in sins will go to hell.
除非你悔改。
Unless you repent.
耶稣基督爱你。
Jesus Christ loves you.
啊，给你时间离弃罪，转向他。
And he gives you time to repent and to turn back to him.
因为他在这个图片上提到了同性恋。
Because on the image he mentioned homosexuals.
所以就受到了很多人的批评。
And he was severely criticized.
啊，特别是受到了橄榄球协会主要赞助商啊澳航的谴责。
Especially the criticism from the main sponsor, Qantas.
啊，我们知道啊，现在背后的原因是现在 Qantas 那个总裁他是。同性恋的强烈支持者。
And we know that the reason behind is that the head of the CEO of Qantas, he himself is a homosexual.
然后呢，这个弟兄就被澳洲的橄榄球协会认为是违反了，认为他是同性歧视，同性恋歧视。
And the Rugby Association, consider him to be discriminating against homosexuals.
违反了包容性政策。
And therefore he has breached the inclusiveness of policy of the association.
所以上个月被判定违反运动员的行为守则。
And therefore he was deemed as breaking the code of conduct of as a player.
在上月的5月17号被解雇。
And he was, dismissed from the soccer, as a soccer player.
他原来跟这个橄榄球协会签了4年的合约。
Originally he had a contract with the Rugby Association for 4 years.
一年是100万。
Every year is $1 million.
所以他的400万的合约就没有了。
So he lost the contract for four years, $4 million.
所以他暂时就失去了他所热爱的职业。
He lost his job, the job which he loves.
也失去了他的收入。
And lost his income.
当然这是暂时的哈。
Temporarily.
那我们可以看到我们在澳洲这个地方也不是像我们以前所体验的。
So as you can see, even in this a country with so-called religious freedom is not as we would imagine, as we would think.
所以不管你在无神论的国家还是原来以神的原则建国的一个国家。
So it doesn't matter whether you are in a country of atheism or a country which was originally founded on Christian values.
只要你要持守主的真道。
As long as you want to hold on to the truth of God,
你都有可能会受到迫害。
Then it is every possible that you will face persecution.
约翰福音15章18到19节，那里我们的主告诉他的门徒说。
In John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 18 to 19, says this.
世人若恨你们,
it says, if the world hates you,
你们知道恨你们以先,
you know that it hated me before it hated you.
已经恨我了。因为你们若属世界,
if you were of the world,
世界必属爱自己的。
The world will love its own.
只因你们不属世界。
Yet because you are not of the world,
乃是我从世界中拣选了你们。
But I chose you out of the world.
所以世界就恨你们。
Therefore the world hates you.
所以我们在这里看到，主耶稣一早就跟他的门徒说。
So as we can see here, the Lord has already gave this instruction to his disciples.
所有信他的
everyone who believes in him
是他从世界中所拯救出来的
are the ones whom he has redeemed out of the world
是从这个世界中分别出来的
he has separated them out of the world
所以这个世界要恨恶他们
therefore the world will hate them
所以从主耶稣这里话我们也知道基督徒在世上受逼迫是一个正常的事情。
So from the word of Jesus, we can tell that for Christians to receive persecution in this world, is something that is quite normal.
那主耶稣，我们刚才读了一个经文，也说主耶稣跟他的门徒说，若有人要跟从我。
And the other verse we read earlier says, the Lord Jesus says, if anyone wants to come after me,
就当舍己。
Let him deny himself.
背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And take up his cross and follow me.
那今天啊，我们我想在座的绝大部分都已经是被主神拯救的。
I think that many of us have already been saved by our Lord Jesus.
是从世界中被主所拯救出来的。
We are the ones who have the Lord has redeemed out of the world.
我想一样，当我们要跟随主的时候
，I think as we desire to follow after him.
我们会受到不同程度的困难或甚至是逼迫。
We will face various kinds of persecution or difficulties.
当我们遇到这些难处或者逼迫的时候
，And when we face those challenging situations.
我们是持守呢，我们还是退后
？Do we hold on to the truth or do we withdraw?
或者像这诗歌里讲的，我们忠心到死。
Or do we like what the hymn says? Are we faithful until the end?
我们是否愿意将自己交在我们的主手中
？Are we willing to surrender ourselves and everything that we have to the Lord?
坚守主的真道。
To hold on to His truth.
那我想刚才我提到的这几个，不论是王弟兄、曾弟兄，原来在中国受牢狱之苦。
The brothers that I've mentioned who have been imprisoned for the sake of the Lord Jesus.
或者澳洲这个弟兄受到解雇。
Or this brother in Australia who is the rugby player who was expelled taken away from his job.
我想我们可能不会碰到这样的事情。
Perhaps we would not face the same persecutions.
但是我想我们在平时的生活
But in our daily living.
工作
In our work.
工作生活是说不能是家庭生活社会生活
whether,
甚至于教会生活。
Whether family life or work or even in church life.
我们是不是在遇到难处或者逼迫时能够为主忍受
When we face difficult situations, are we willing to stand firm for the Lord's sake?
甚至牺牲我们的自己。
Even to sacrifice ourselves.
让我们主的生命可以活出来。
That his life may live out from us.
归荣耀给主。
To give him glory.
我记得在我们中间以前有个姐妹。
I remember there was a sister that was in our midst.
很多年之前。
Many years ago.
她那时候到一个公司上班。
At the time she was working in a firm.
碰到了一个非常不好的上司。
And she met a very unreasonable boss.
这个上司将很多很难的工作压给他做。
And this boss gave her many challenging works.
姐妹做得非常辛苦。
The sister was in such agony.
但是还一直是忍耐。
But nevertheless, she was endure with patience.
有时压力压得非常大。
Sometimes the stress is so high.
记得有一次她跟姐妹约了吃午饭。她跟一个姐妹约了吃午饭。
The sister was having lunch with another sister.
那后来因为这个上司要找她。
Now, because her superior was looking for her.
所以她压力大到吃饭的心情都没有。
So she has so much stress that she couldn't even eat.
但是主给我们姊妹有恩典。
But the Lord has given grace to our sister.
她一直忍耐。
She continued to endure with patience.
到有一天啊，这个上司离开了。
Until one day, her superior has left the position.
那后来她也离开了。
Then she also have left the job.
啊，不知道记得对不对哈，因为是蛮久之前的故事。
I can't remember whether I remember it correctly, but it's been a long time ago.
啊，等那个上司离开了之后
，After her superior has left the position,
她的上司的上司
the manager who is above her immediate manager,
发现
has discovered that
原来她那个上司。将很多他自己要做的工作压给了我们的姊妹。
In fact, that her manager was giving her a lot of the tasks that the manager was supposed to do.
我想因着这个姊妹在主面前的忍耐
，because of our sister's endurance before the Lord,
神就给她安排了另外一个更好的工作给她。
The Lord has given her a better job.
啊，我们是在啊，为着这个，记得她当时见证的时候，我们真的很感恩。
So when she was given the testimony, we were truly thankful for her.
那我想，我刚才提到了，原来在我们中间的圣悟性老弟兄。
I also mentioned our brother T.W. Sun.
啊，他失去了自由有二十多年。
He lost freedom for more than 20 years.
那我想，我们知道他在二十多年。劳改中受了很多的苦。
We know that he has suffered greatly in those 20 years of labor reform.
但是弟兄后来有一次他这样讲。
But our brother has shared this with us once.
他说我没有受很多苦。
He said, I did not suffer much.
我的身体虽然有些劳苦。
So he said, even though my body has deteriorated.
他说我里面充满了喜乐。
But my heart was full of joy.
在最困难的时候
In the most difficult situation,
主站在我旁边
The Lord was standing next to me.
他看自己的牢狱之苦
He see his suffering of imprisonment.
是主智慧的手安排这个环境让他学功课
As an environment that has been, that the Lord has wisely placed in his life.
说把我以前许多头脑里懂得的东西
to turn some of the head knowledge that he used to have
变成了我经历的实际
into a reality that he experienced
也变成了我的生命
and become his life
所以一点都不是受苦
so he said it's not suffering at all
是蒙恩典
is the way I have received grace
那我想我们从上面两个例子
So I think that from those two examples
我们可以看到当你为愿意为主牺牲自己
See that when we are willing to lay down ourselves for the Lord's sake
愿意背十字架来跟从主的时候
We're willing to take up the cross and follow after the Lord
虽然暂时会受一些的苦难
Even though we will receive some momentary suffering,
难处或者是损失
difficulties or loss,
但你会得到神的恩典
But we will, through this, we'll receive God's grace.
不仅有恩典，而且你得到神更丰盛的生命
Not only in grace, but a life that is much more abundant.
我想这些弟兄姊妹在难处中在逼迫中能够站住为主做见证。
I think those brothers who could stand firm for the sake of the Lord to bear a good testimony in those testing situations.
是因为他们真正认识我们的主。
Because they truly know their God.
认识我们的救恩。
They truly know salvation.
不是在头脑里。
To them, salvation is not a head knowledge.
所以盼望我们啊每个被主所拯救的弟兄拯救的弟兄姊妹。
So truly hope that every one of us who have been saved by His grace
啊能够真的认识我们的主。
That we will truly know Him.
宝贝我们所得到这个救恩。
That we will cherish the salvation that we have received.
那就好让我们不是停留在我们信主了我们保证得永生了。
That we will not be complacent and say that it's enough for me to just believe and have eternal life.
而是愿意向主教导我们的愿意背起十字架来跟从他。
But we're willing to follow the Lord as He has taught us to.
啊，因为神应许说，我给你们更丰盛的生命。
Because the Lord has promised that He will give us a life which is more abundant.
我想，我又想起，我们在很多年前中国这个大地，很多人是没有机会听到福音或者认识这个福音。
I remember again many people in the land of China that have not heard the gospel.
当初神感动了很多西方的传教士。
So at the time, in the past, the Lord has touched the heart of many Western missionaries.
他们放弃了在本国舒适的生活。
Who has given up their comfortable living conditions in their home country.
到一个语言都不通风俗习惯人完全不一样的国家。
And have gone to a country in which they are not familiar in culture or languages.
我记得戴德森弟兄的传记里边他有提到。
I remember in the biography of Hudson Taylor.
我想多数人都知道他是中国内地会的发起人。
Many of us will know that Hudson Taylor is the founder of the China Inland Mission.
当他那时候被主所感动。
When his heart was touched by our Lord.
神给他意象要去中国传福音。
God gave him a vision to go and share the gospel in inland China.
那时候他还非常年轻。
He was quite young at the time.
他就开始在英国预备。
But even before he went, he started preparing himself in England.
他去学医。
He studied medicine.
他学习按照信心来过最简单的生活。
He learned to live a life by faith. To live a simple life.
他开始在英国的时候好不容易找到了一本中文写的我不记得是好像是约翰福音。
Luke.
路加福音。
Yeah. He found a gospel of Luke, and it was in Chinese and English.
所以他就用这一本自己慢慢慢慢在那边学中文。
And he used that book, to learn, self-learn Chinese.
我记得当他要起航去中国的时候
，So before he took off on the ship to China，
他妈妈来送他。
His mother went to the to see him off。
他妈妈非常怎样讲？从感情上是蛮悲痛的。
So even though emotionally her mom was quite saddened。
当然是情感上是是悲痛啊。
It was saddened emotionally.
因为他不知道是不是将来可以再见到他。
But she did not know whether she would be able to see her son again.
因为那时候从英国到中国要坐几个月的船。
Because at the time it took a few months to travel by boat from England to China.
而且那时候的船的条件没有像现在这样那么大的万吨轮航行没有问题。
And the traveling condition wasn't as good as these modern days.
确实戴弟兄在第一次来中国的时候在旅同这个海航的航行中。
So even during the, even on the journey,
那个船这是经过了很大的危险。
He has gone through many dangers.
啊，就像啊，保罗弟兄在圣经上记载的，啊，这个船几乎要沉掉。
Just like Paul in his in the book of Acts, it mentioned that the ship was almost sunk.
啊，但是他很清楚，他说神你要我去中国，我任务还没完成。
But he knew that he said that God, you want me to go to China, I have not accomplished my mission.
啊，所以他就带着这样的信心来到了中国。
So by that kind of faith, he has arrived in China.
啊，中国那时候只是沿海的地区有那些传道士。
So at the time there was mission, there were missionaries in China already, but only in the coastal cities.
啊，那些内部的地方根本就没有人进去过，而且不允许进去。
The inland, the large part of inland China was inaccessible to missionaries.
啊，他因为对中国人真的是有负担。
Because of his great love and burden for the soul, the lost souls in China.
啊，记载他第一次从应该是上海往内陆走的时候。
He would have landed in Shanghai and go and travel from there towards England.
啊，他一路走进去的时候是一路给人打进去的。
As he traveled towards inland China, he was beaten by many of the Chinese.
啊，因为那时候我想我们中国人都知道我们是比较排外的啊，那时候看到这个头发眼睛都不一样皮肤都不一样的人啊，就会非常歧视。
Because of the anti-foreign policy or mentality in recent Chinese history, he was severely humiliated and beaten up at times.
啊，所以看了他的经历，我就想我们平时可能去街上发布音单上，有的时候我们会心里说，哎，这个我们会不会啊，有时候会碰到问题哈。
So when I look at his experience and then compared to some our experience as we go out for the gospel's sake.
啊，所以我想我们今天在这里如果发布音单，跟他那时候是完全不能同等来比。
I feel that the fear or the worry that we have experienced today is nothing to be compared with the real danger and the persecution that he was going through at the time.
我想我们在这里最多是给别人白眼，啊，或者说别人粗鲁的对待你。
So I think that in this in our situation, the worst scenario is we get a dirty look from someone or face rejection by someone.
当时他们确实是带着生命的危险。
But indeed, the missionaries like Hudson Taylor were facing a situation that is dangerous to their lives.
但是感谢主神爱世人。
But we thank God that God loves the world.
也有神也感动那些愿意忠心跟随他的弟兄姊妹。
And therefore he has moved the heart of those his children who are faithful to him.
所以今天我们中国有很多人有机会认识神。
And that is how many of us have heard the gospel.
我想我们上几代都可以听到说因为我是爷爷的爷爷是那时候听到了福音信了耶稣。
So some of us will have generations of heritage that, as a result of hearing the gospel.
当时那个弟兄受了打，受了骂，但是他没有一点的抱怨。
Even though he was beaten, he was humiliated, but he wasn't complaining.
没有一点的恨。
He wasn't full of hate.
只有主的爱。
Only God's love.
因为要救人的灵魂。
Because he was more concerned about the lost souls in China.
我想可能多数弟兄姊妹听到他有一个蛮出名的一句话。
Hudson Taylor has this famous saying.
他说我若有千磅英金。
He said, if I had a thousand pounds.
中国可以全数自取。
China can have all of it.
我若有千条生命。
If I have a thousand lives.
绝对不留一条不给中国。
I will not reserve one, but give all to China.
不，不是为中国。
And then he said, no, not China.
啊，是为基督。
But for Christ.
啊，我想弟兄当时能够这样做。
I feel that the way, the reason that our brother could, do this,
他可以牺牲自己。
He could, sacrifice himself.
摆上自己。
Lay down his life.
啊，一心为主。
For the Lord.
啊，是因为我们的主耶稣他当初来到世上。
Because our Lord, when he came into this world,
他也是这样。
This is how he served.
啊，我想我们一定记得，当主耶稣啊，我们我想在座的不知道有没有福音朋友哈、啊，我们信主我们都知道哈、啊，我们主耶稣是神的儿子。
I'm not sure if there's any gospel friends here today, but those who are believers will know that Jesus Christ, He's the Son of God.
他降世为人。
He became man.
啊，他为了要拯救世人。
In order to save men.
被人钉在十字架上。
He was crucified to the cross.
啊，他被钉死。
He was crucified to the cross.
而且又复活。
But he resurrected.
那我们想啊，我想我再跟大家重温一下在主耶稣被钉十字架上的一个情景。
I'd just like to revisit with you the circumstances on which he was crucified to the cross and what happened.At the time.
马太福音15章29到32节。
Matthew 15, verse 25 to 32.
那时候主耶稣已经被钉在十字架上。
At the time, our Lord Jesus was already crucified on the cross.
经上记载这样讲。
And the Bible tells us this.
从那里经过的人辱骂他。
Those who are passing by, humiliated him.
摇着头说
They shake their heads and they say,
Hey, 你这拆毁圣殿
You who destroy the temple,
三日又建造起来的
and can build it in 3 days,
可以救自己吧
Why don't you save yourself?
从十字架上下来吧
Why don't you come down from the cross?
祭司和文士也这样戏弄他
And even those priests and scribes were humiliating him.
彼此说
They're saying,
他救了别人不能救自己
He saved others but he cannot save himself
以色列的王基督
Jesus, King of Israel
现在可以从十字架上下来
now, Come down now from the cross
叫我们看见
and That we can see and believe in you
我们就信了
That we'll believe in you
那个和他钉在一起的人也这样讥笑他
And even the robber who was crucified with him reviled him with the same thing.
我想我们都知道主耶稣在世上的时候他行了很多神迹。
We know that our Lord Jesus while he was walking on the earth he did many miracles.
救了很多人。
He saved many lives.
所以在这里那些人戏弄他。
But here we see that people are humiliating him.
但是我们的主怎样说
But hear what our Lord says.
我们在路加福音那边23章34节我们的主耶稣对父神说父啊赦免他们
Our Lord Jesus says to the Father Father forgive them
因为他们所做的他们不晓得
But they know not what they are doing
主就是这样将他的命为我们舍了
And this is how the Lord has laid down his life for us
好了我们今天能够因信他能够得着永远的生命
That we can be saved by believing in him
当然也不是只对我们已经相信他的
But this gospel is not just for us who have believed
而是针对全世界所有的人
But it's for the whole world
只要你愿意悔改接收相信主耶稣
If you're willing to repent and come to him and receive him as your personal savior,
你就跟我们一样能够得蒙救
then you will be saved.
那我想我们每个得救的人我们都应该知道
and every one of us who has been saved should know this.
我们这些原来是应该死在灭亡中的人
that we who were dead in sins and transgressions,
因为等待我们的就是死亡
but what awaits us is death.
但是今天因着主耶稣在十字架上为我们的死。
So because of the death that the Lord Jesus has died for us on the cross,
所以我们今天可以在这里这样聚集。
That we can gather here today like this.
我们可以有这个权利来敬拜与创造宇宙万物的神。
That we can be given such privilege to worship God, the King of the King and Lord of Lords.
所以我想我们的命都是主给的。
Indeed, our life has been given by our Lord.
所以我们这些蒙拯救的人本来就是应该把我们的生命交给主。
And therefore, it's only reasonable for us who have been redeemed to give ourselves for His service.
可以让他的生命在我们的身上活出来。
That His life will be manifested through us.
所以主耶稣要求我们愿意背起十字架来跟随他。
And therefore the Lord asks us that anyone who desires to come after him to deny himself and take up his cross and follow him.
当然十字架还有另外一层的意思。
Of course the cross has another level of meaning.
不单单是外面的逼迫。或者牺牲
，not just the outward external persecutions and sacrifices.
十字架还有个意要我们对付我们的肉体。
The flesh also deals with our own flesh.
我们知道我们在跟随主的路上
，we know that on our journey of following the Lord.
肉体是我们最大的一个拦阻。
Our flesh is the greatest enemy.
因为体贴肉体就是违背神。
For whoever is mindful of the things of the flesh is contrary to God.
当我们体贴肉体的时候，我们受到的就是死亡。
When we are mindful of the things of the flesh, what we receive as a result is death.
当我们顺从神的圣灵、神的生命的时候
，But when we are mindful of the things of the Spirit of His life,
我们就得到生命。
Then we will receive life.
所以我。盼望今天神借着他的话来勉励我们每个人。
I hope that God will encourage all of us through His word.
我们每个人都应该背起十字架来跟随主。
That all of us will indeed take up our cross and follow Him.
这是主所要求的。
And this is a requirement of from the Lord.
我想我们愿意爱主，就会愿意。听主的话。
And I think whoever are willing to love the Lord will are willing to listen to His command.
那我想今天我的交通就到这里。
My fellowship will stop here.
我们先一点祷告，接下去我盼望我们祷告完以后，我们再把刚才那首诗歌再唱一遍。
Let's have a word of prayer, and then after we pray, let's sing the hymn earlier that we sang earlier once more.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们实在感谢你的救恩。
Lord Jesus, we truly thank you for your salvation.
你为我们在这里的每一位人，你付上了你生命的代价。
You have laid down your life for all of us here.
好，让我们不致灭亡。
That we shall not perish.
能够得到你的永远的生命。
But have received, but we receive this eternal life that you've given us.
也求你的舍命的爱能够激励我们。
Lord, will you encourage us with your sacrificial love?
那我们能够也能够来爱。
That we will learn to love you.
我们愿意来遵从你的命令。
Lord, we're willing to heed your commandment.
来跟从你。
To follow you.
好让你的名在这全地得到传扬。
That your name may be exalted throughout all the earth.
得你得到该得的荣耀。
That you receive the glory that due to you.
这样祈求奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. 我们接下去再唱一遍刚才380。
Sing the hymn once more.
盼望我们注重里边的词。
We hope that we pay attention to the lyrics.